Well, a lot of talk about personal welfare, unemployment, childcare, and all that stuff. What about corporate welfare? I've spoken several times recently about this failure to properly tax multinational gas miners. Just get your head around this. According to tax office figures, a mere 5%, 8 out of 149 large operating resource projects, only 8, paid any petroleum resource rent tax at all to the federal government in 2014-15. Yet the same tax office data shows, and this is courtesy of Fairfax, shows gas miners in Western Australia and Queensland generated revenues of $25 billion over the same period. No resource rent tax. How do they get away with paying no petroleum resource rent tax? Easy. The petroleum resource rent tax is based on super profits. And that means the multinational miners are able to write off exploration and other capital costs against revenue. As a result of this, tax office figures indicate that the total, quote, carry forward expenditure, which they can continue to use as a deduction for their tax liability, total carry forward expenditure has reached $187 billion, $187,000 million. In other words, to put it in layman's terms, these gas miners can pocket sales of $187 billion before they have to start paying 1 cent in petroleum resource rent tax. The resource tax expert Diane Kral from Monash University said, Australia's existing petroleum resource rent tax will not deliver any significant revenue in her lifetime. So not only are they getting this at your expense and paying no tax, the fact is most of our gas is exported. We have no national gas reservation policy. So Australians on the East Coast are facing gas shortages and they're being charged 50% more for their own gas than foreign buyers are being charged. And the companies are paying no tax. This is called government of the country.